And good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW, in Sitka. And joining me in the studio, I have a couple of folks here to talk about the Greater Sitka Arts Council's upcoming Artisans Market. Sarah Laurie is the director of the Arts Council. And Kara Jane Murray is a local artist, and she's going to be doing a really special project at the Artisans Market. Welcome to Morning Edition.
Good morning.
Good morning, Melissa.
Well, Sarah, let's talk a bit about the Artisans Market. It's coming up fast and furious, December 5th and 6th, and there are a lot of exciting things going on. What's most exciting to you?
Oh, most exciting, honestly, is probably Kara's mural painting project that she's going to do. But there's several other aspects that are new and exciting. We're doing it at Allen Hall this year, so that's new and different. Beautiful facility. We're also having the holiday craft party is going to be happening on the Saturday, the 6th, from 11 to 1. At the same time, the Fine Arts Camp will have the Yaw Building open to showcase their after-school arts program. We have 38 vendors. We have some returning favorites, and then we have some really new and exciting people who have never been in the market before. We have live music. We have great food, and I just think it's all around going to be a fantastic experience.
Well, let's talk a bit more about that in just a little bit. Let's shift over to Kara, though. You have a community mural project that you're going to be doing in tandem with the Artisans Market. Tell us how that's going to work. So it kicks off on the 5th?
Mm-hmm. This will be December 5th, and it'll be sort of a workshop setting with myself and a group of people interested. And we'll be talking a little bit about contemporary folk art muralisms and just large-scale, bold, graphically inspired art and how to go about creating that. And ideas are going to merge, and then I'm going to sort of simplify all of those ideas down into design elements and create a large-scale piece of art in black, bold outline.
And then the next day?
The next day, the people who are interested, and anyone else for that matter, will be up on the stage at Allen Hall, can come and get involved and paint inside. So like a giant glorified coloring book, but it's going to be amazing.
And it's coming, springing from the imaginations and inspiration of the community members.
Absolutely. So this is going to be something that really, I think, is going to resonate really well with the community because so many people are going to be able to get involved. I'll be, you know, at the lead and helping direct how to do it. And maybe, you know, this can represent water, this can represent sky. But all in all, it's going to be a group effort, and the outcome is going to be amazing. I think everyone needs to be involved in this.
Well, and we've been seeing you doing a lot of mural kind of artwork around Southeast lately. How do you describe your style?
You know, it's hard to get to that point as an artist where you put yourself into, I don't want to say into a box, but sort of, you know, this is the kind of art that I create. I like to work in a lot of different mediums, but overall, sort of a contemporary folk art is what I can really compare myself with, you know. So bold, graphically inspired contemporary folk art. And that's what comes naturally to me. That's what my passion is, and that's what I end up creating at the end of the day.
And people might recognize your works from some of the lamppost banners that were hanging up this mm-hmm. summer.
Mm-hmm. Part of the Revitalization Sitka project. I was involved in that about a month and a half after moving to Sitka. And my most recent large-scale piece was a mural I did for the Haynes School in Haynes.
So have you ever worked with community members like this before with the upcoming project? Something new and exciting for you?
You know, I have. I was blessed to, you know, be able to be a part of a workshop or, you know, to host a workshop last year with Sarah and with the Greater Sitka Arts Council. And it was a carving workshop. So I like to create carved linoleum blocks, but I don't ever print them. The block is its own piece of art. that's sort of shellacked, and then we hang it and it becomes wall art and it's fun. And that was something that we did last year. So I got a chance to work with community members then. And I'm just really eager to be able to work more with community members and anyone who's, you know, wants to be inspired, because I'm inspired in turn. There's another really big project that I'm involved with right now, and I don't need to get too much into it, but basically it's a 71-foot mural for Mount Edgecombe High School. And I get right now I'm working with a group of students, and it is just absolutely amazing. I'm learning so much, and I'm very humbled.
Another aspect of community-engaged art that you're participating in.
It's great. I love it.
Well, for folks who are interested in getting involved with this community mural project at the Sitka Artisans Market, if they're interested in the planning process on the 5th, when and where should they show up?
They need to come over to Allen Hall, but first I would recommend contacting Sarah Laurie, and so that we have your name in there. For the second day, you know, you might not have been involved in the initial stages of the process, but for the second day when we're up there painting, it's pretty much going to be anyone who's interested could come and take part. So, yeah.
Well, this should, Sarah, be sort of a focal point of the Artisans Market. Tell us a little bit about your inspiration for bringing this component into the market.
I wanted to make the market about kind of an incubator for established and emerging artists. So I want the focus to really be on the work. And I also wanted to make it a little more participatory, so that it was not just somewhere that you go and, you know, maybe purchase something, but you also get to participate in something and create things and get inspired, like Kara said. So getting the inspiration for your own creativity, and the same thing with the holiday craft party. I wanted it to really be have both aspects, you know, to get to see established artists exhibiting their work, but then also to be able to create yourself, and for young people to be involved too.
So engaging with art is sort of a focus of the Artisans Market.
Yeah, that's the focus I'd like it to have, yeah.
Well, let's dive into the craft party a little bit more. What are some things folks can do?
Yes, thank you for asking. So we're going to do fish prints. I have Jessica Gill actually is going to be doing herring this year. And so bring a t-shirt or something else you'd like to print on. We will be using ink. So you can make a lasting creation, a pillowcase or shirt or whatever for a gift if you want. We're going to have holiday cards available to be made. And we have a couple of different kinds of ornaments. We're going to do the gingerbread houses again, so the little graham cracker with all the different sprinkles and whatnot that you can put on them. And I think that about covers. Oh, and some ornaments, some felt ornaments.
There is a lot going on, and from my experience bringing my kids to the holiday craft party, get there early so that you can cycle through everything at your leisure.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and let me mention something else. The Sitka Studio of Dance will be doing demonstrations every 20 minutes during the holiday craft party. So that
so
is
much
something,
fun.
Yeah, something not to be missed. And the kids really enjoy that as well.
Okay. Well, we are coming down to the last minute here. Any parting thoughts? Anything you want the public to know, either Sarah or Kara?
Oh, yes. One more item of business, please. When you're on your way to the market, please consider carpooling or maybe parking, you know, 5 minutes away and taking a nice walk in the brisk air over to the Artisans Market, because ride your bike. Yeah. Parking will be limited. So just please consider that when you're coming to the market.
So again, really quickly, this is December 5th and 6th. The 5th is the kickoff. What time does that happen?
That happens at 4:30. Live music. We have beverages, nibbles. That promises to be a really good night.
And then what are the hours on the 6th?
On the 6th, it is 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Okay. Well, thank you both very much for joining me this morning.
Excelente.
Thanks,
thank
Melissa.
Thank you for having us.
We've been speaking with Sarah Laurie. She's the Executive Director of the Greater Sitka Arts Council, and Kara Jane Murray is an artist. The Artisans Market is coming up December 5th and 6th.